At the Saturday Action Workshop team, we are so excited to be here with you this morning. And if you guys saw the email, we're going to be talking about lead generation. I wanted to start first talking about Ben Woodward. And on Monday night's call, on the Pathfinders call, he did a little segment, a 5-minute of business, a little business. He's got like a one sheet, little diagram. He has been diligently working in his personal group, which is in the UK because that's where he came from. And he's working on developing his first new front level silver. And they came up with this, you know, he's doing lots of presentations. And so a simple way to show people how to earn money, how to get started and earn money, and you can. So has anybody seen that yet that would like to comment?
Oh, how funny. I saw it.
What would you like to comment on it, Mr. Jack?
Let's see.
I know you're trying to. Can you guys still hear us? Our screen just changed. You guys all disappeared, so I hope you're really still there.
We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Good. the frustration sometimes of technology. So I sent out, I know Dave Johnson sent it out, the little 5-minute video clip, and I just resent it out this morning. It says, I think the headline says, Ben Woodward, 5-minute, how to earn money with me, Ken, something like that. Anyway, I just sent it out a few minutes ago, and it has the, it's got the 5-minute presentation in there, and it's got, I mean, you can kind of see the one page. I have not found so far a place where I can get the PDF for that little one page that he uses. And it's really cool because, you know, it's got places for you to kind of fill it out as you go along. And what it's about, it's, you know, it's about start with yourself, of course, and start developing some customers. And he talks to people about, you know, let's get you to senior right away. Let's start developing customers and retail sales and get you to the 1,500 points to be senior, and that will help you every step of the way. And to set some deadlines, you know, deadlines, none of us, at least me, I don't like deadlines, but, you know, just like taxes. I mean, we do them, right? I mean, we have a deadline. We have to get them in. You're going to go someplace. You're going to catch a plane. If you don't get there on time, you miss it. I know, I don't think any of us really like the pressure of deadlines, but on the other hand, things don't seem to happen if we don't have deadlines. So set ourselves some deadlines on going senior. And then, of course, then we turn around and help the people on our team. As we're looking for customers, we're also looking for business partners. And those business partners, we're going to help them. So it's the Teach 3 or Reach 3. We're going to help them to develop their some customers and to look for some business partners and for them to go senior. And so it's just that real simple. He shows how much, I did the screenshot, but I can't really see it, how much you earn at each of those levels.
I'll help you do that bigger.
Okay. When you guys pull it up on the screen, you'll be able to read it, but I can't. I printed it out, but it's too tiny for me to see it. You'll be able to read that. But it's really having the clarity and the energy, the enthusiasm, that's what you're going to build out. That's what you're going to fill out. The homework for this workshop, for this Saturday workshop, let's talk about Les Brown for a minute. Les Brown, hopefully you guys have had the chance to see him either at NECAN events or online. He is just such a great speaker, and he is such a great inspiration. I mean, he came, he was an orphan. He had lots of learning disabilities, but he has become, you know, just a phenomenal, inspirational, personal growth type trainer. And he talks about good, better, best. And now, you know, this morning on our Saturday call, that the NECAN live call that comes up right after this call at 8 a.m. Pacific time on how to launch your NECAN business, how to grow your NECAN business. talks about three models, the good, better, best. And Les Brown had, do you remember that, Jack?
Yeah. Good, better, best. Never let it rest till the good is better and the better is best.
Good, better, best. Never let it rest till the good is better and the better is best. So the good, okay, so our homework for this week, the good is go senior. You know, if you're not senior yourself, go senior. I mean, set your deadline. Do it. Be senior this month. Better is develop a silver in your group. And best would be to develop three new front-level seniors in your group.
Now, you're saying so senior what, one
senior.
Time and silver the second time.
Oh, I did. All right. So good is go senior yourself if you're not yet senior. Better, develop, help somebody on your team to go senior. And best is to develop three new first-level seniors, because that's the new, you know, our 21 Club now has changed to the Entrepreneurs Club. And if you haven't noticed those changes, be sure to print those forms out. Instead of having to have 6,000 personal group volume points, it's only 4,500 now, and to develop three new front-level seniors. And, you know, a senior is 1,500 points. So three of those, there's your 4,500 points right there. And then you earn an additional $300 for doing that. So that would be the best, good, better, best for this month homework. Go senior or develop a senior, or best yet is develop three seniors. And before we get into talking about lead generation, let's just kind of the overview of building this business is, you know, there's the inner game. There's our mindset, our self-talk, our beliefs, and there's the outer game, the skills that we develop and the actions that we take. And we use the Eric Worre book, The GoPro, because he really does a good job of talking about the action steps, which are lead generation, contacting and inviting people to take a look, presentation, follow-up, enrolling people as a customer and a consultant and helping them get started, launching our business partners, promoting events, both the online events, your local events, the big events. And I've added we need to also develop our leaders and our legs, and we need to have goal setting, planning, a track to run on, review daily, weekly, monthly, and accountability, which we have with the Kaizen Mentoring Program. And we just did the last week on this call, we did the goal setting and planning, and that is recorded, and it's up on 100millionaires.com, which is now working properly. So if you didn't listen to that, or if some of your team didn't hear that one, be sure to do that. So the two parts, I mean, both parts are critical, the inner game and the outer game. So the outer game, again, is the skills and the action, you know, the skills that we need to develop in each of those areas and the actions that we need to take. But the inner game, everything really comes from our thoughts and our self-talk, our beliefs. And the way that we work on those is through our affirmations, through our prayers, through visualizing the way. So you know, decide on the way you want to be and then visualize being it, doing it, having it. And, you know, reading and listening to good input. And Dave Johnson is so great at sending out really good things all the time for us to stay on track. And he sent out some information on the power of affirmations, and like there are several quotes here. One from Brian Tracy on self-talk. Our self-talk is critical. You always behave on the outside in a manner that is consistent with your self-talk on the inside. So, you know, it's absolutely critical. I mean, I think Jim Rohn said, you know, you have to work more on yourself than you do on your business, because that's where it all starts. That's where it all comes from. And Norman Vincent Peale said, what if you knew that God was interested in your work and in your and in helping you and supporting you, and especially, you know, in work that's making a difference and work that is doing good for other people? And so we need to always be working on our belief and our self-talk. And, of course, then we need to be working on our outer game, which are the skills that we need to develop and the actions that we need to take on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. And so the first skill is lead generation. And, you know, that's developing a list of people that are interested in, I mean, we're looking for people that are interested in being owners of their own health, right? Owners of their own wealth, owners of their own life. And so there's so many ways to do that. We want to start with, you know, we recommend that everybody start by making a list of everybody that you know, and also start thinking about the people that those people know. I mean, kind of the circles that go out. And, I mean, that can just keep going on and on and on and on. So you list who you know and start thinking about, you know, who are the people they know and who are the people they know. And so you start your list, but always, always, always be adding to your list. Because once you start that process, your mind will, what do you call that part of your mind, Jack?
Reticular activating system.
You know, names will pop into your head. You'll be washing the dishes or getting dressed, taking a shower. Showers are great places for things to pop into your head. But, you know, try to keep paper nearby you so you can capture them, write them down, and keep this list, grow your list. The most important thing that you have is your list, your database, your list. And, you know, text these people for, well, let's talk about, you know, it's important to keep your list, your names. You don't want to lose these names. You want to put them in a database. And there's lots of databases that you can have on your computer. If you don't like computers, or if it's, you know, start with a card file system. Dave Stolfus has, we learned from him way back when we were starting in Niken. You know, you just get a bunch of index cards. You get the little card box, and you get the little tabs, the month tabs, you know, January through December, and you get the day tabs, 1 through 31, and you just fill out a card. Every time you have a lead, you fill out a card with their name, their email, their telephone, you know, their kids, their spouse, what they like, and maybe what you talk to them about once you do talk to them. And then, like, when you're going to follow up with them, you put that card in the date, the month that you're going to follow up with them. So, you know, that's a really simple system that anybody can use, even if they don't have a computer. But lots of you, I know, have databases that you use. So how do we find these people? Start with the people we know and the people that they know. Text people. You know, texting today, we've talked about this, I know, multiple times, but people seem to be so much more responsive to texting than they are to emails or even to telephone calls. And so, you know, just text for appointments. Let's meet for coffee. Let's sit down for lunch. Let's meet after work. And you don't need to talk to them about Niken right away unless maybe it just happens to come up. I mean, what you want to do, you want to connect. You want to start asking those questions, find out what's going on in their life, what they want, what's working, what's not working. What's going on with their spouse, with their kids, where they're going on vacation. I mean, and, you know, file those things away because you might call them back the next day and say, hey, Jen, you know, we were talking yesterday and you mentioned about how you want to send your kids to college, but you just really, you don't think you have enough money and you're really worried about that. And I think I got an idea that can help you. And so then you can meet again. So that's number one, of course. Start with the people we know and the people that they know and text for appointments and build those relationships. To meet new people, there's so many things to do. I mean, do things that you love. You've heard that lots of times on these calls. You know, join if you like to work out at the gym, if you like to do gardening, a gardening club, tennis, PTA. I mean, get involved in things that you love to do, because you're going to meet like-minded people and it's going to be easy to get into conversation with them. You can join leads groups. Like, I know lots of you are on various type of leads groups, B&I, things like that. You can join meetup groups or you can start one yourself, like moms that want to take better, you know, stay at home, work from home. because they have young kids, all kinds of things, or want to have healthier kids, or what. There's so many meetup groups. You can include social media if you want to, if that's something that you like to do, and, you know, you can find people that you know, you see them, maybe you haven't thought about them yet, and put them on your list, connect with them, look for people that look interesting to you and private message them. You know, you go to their Facebook page, and there's that little up towards the top on their banner, kind of over on the right, there's message. You click on that. You can send them a private message, and then they can message you back. And, of course, it's, again, it's to connect. It's to build relationship, to find their needs and wants before you talk to them about that you might have a solution. You've got to know what they want first. And you know, do posts that add value. Again, people don't really like the type of posts where you're looking for business partners or you see those type of things. What people like are posts that add value, you know, tips on how to have a better life, how to be healthier, inspiration, how to be happier, how to stay up, you know, all of those type of things that make people laugh and feel good. Another great way is ask your customers for referrals. And, you know, who do you know that deserves to know about this? And one of the ones that Gloria just brought up a week or so ago is ask your happy customers to host parties for you. I mean, what a great idea that is. But there's all kinds of different ways, I mean, to think through asking for referrals and how to reward people for giving you referrals so that you encourage them to give you more and more referrals. One of the things that can really work good is with it's a way for you to get in front of more people. So again, you know, all leads are not created equal. Some leads are going to be better than other leads, and we want to really look for people that are like-minded, people that are interested in being proactive about their health, about their children's health, people that are interested in being more in control of their own life, maybe having more money for education, more money for vacations, more money for retirement, people that are interested in, you know, additional being able to stay home and work from home maybe so that they can be home with their children or with their spouse and be able to earn money from home. So, you know, think through that. Where are you likely to find those people? And then where can you find more of them? How can you leverage your time by finding more of them? And so some of the things that we've talked about on these calls that are like, you know, there's chiropractors, gyms, hair salons, massage therapists, and talking to them about maybe doing a workshop, placing a waterfall there for like a week for their customers to be able to, their clients to be able to experience the water, having some literature there for them, and then follow up at the end of that week with a workshop, and it can be like on water matters. I mean, Gary Linder has that great presentation on water matters, or even like self-care matters. I mean, that one is phenomenal. And so the person that owns the gym or hair salon or the chiropractor, the massage therapist, they can offer this to their clients as a value added to their clients. They can send it out in their newsletter, however they connect with their client base, as a value added that they're offering to them to be able to come to this workshop. And you'll be able to, you know, collect a whole lot of new names to put into your database. I mean, have a form with you. We have sent the one out that Carrie Percy did when she did the 50, you know, the presentation with the 50 hairdressers, and she had them all register as Sneak-In customers, and then Gloria modified that so that it's easier to use because Carrie's had her own contact information on it. So thank you, Gloria, for that. And if you guys don't have that, I sent it out to you, I don't know, it was probably a couple weeks ago, but I can certainly do that again. But, you know, this is such a great way for you to leverage your time so that you can develop, you know, add more people to your database at one time and start to develop those relationships, have people fill out those info cards. you know, there's all kinds of events you can go to, sporting events, high school events, where people are doing, you know, running or different athletic events or health fairs or booths, just so many things. Maybe let's right now open it up. Who else has ideas that they, I mean, things that you've done or things that you're thinking about doing to get out to meet new people?
Comments you'd like to make?
Yeah.
Raise your hand with five star, please. So I know
all you guys have. Jack, I'll just call on you.
Here's Nancy Clyde.
Okay, Nancy.
Hey, I'm babysitting a little one, so I might have to get off abruptly. But just an example, I'm reaching out with the shoe inserts, which we've talked about before. But how that has been so wonderful. A lady had a wonderful experience with it. Her foot stopped hurting. She said, oh, my gosh, this is so wonderful. And she has daughters who are athletes. Well, this particular one has dislocated her shoulder and all, and the trainers and all have been using kinetic tape. Well, the mom said, I want to buy a box of that because my daughter knows how to put it on. So now that daughter is wearing the kinetic tape with Nikin splashed all over it at a big volleyball tournament this weekend. And because they know what injuries she's had, you can just see how that will start opening up people's minds. So it really is finding something that you can do that's simple day in and day out consistently, and it will open people's minds, and then just naturally, because a parent wants to help the child or whatever, the word will get out. But I'm just really interested to see what happens with this duct tape on her shoulder.
That is fantastic, and that started with your loaning the shoe inserts. And again, you know, you talked about that, but if anybody has any questions for Nancy on that, you know, how easy it is to get into conversations with people about trying a pair of the magnetic insoles for a week, and that gives you the perfect opportunity to stay in contact with them, to follow up, and people just naturally open up and start like this, start sharing more things about what they need, and then you can offer other solutions like this with the kinetic tape. And again, you know, going into spring, all the sports events out there, wow, the kids' soccer and and baseball and just so many things. It's, I mean, so many opportunities to get out there, and I think the sports tape is great. Well, I see Ruth Lowe has her hand raised. Ruth, go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, sorry. Yeah, it was when Nancy was talking, I realized that there's lots of things that we do in our lives day in and day out, not even realizing it, and it gives us leads. So Robert's office, he has his own office, and at his desk he has his Kinko light, and he has his little water system there, you know, the little one that we used to have. And just yesterday, somebody walked in his office and said, you need to tell me more about that water that you have in your desk. And so he emailed me immediately. I sent something out. I'm going to follow up and also send them Water Matters by Gary Lindner. So we'll see where that goes. But he even talked to the cleaning lady because she was talking about she wanted to go to school and do more and make more money. And he asked me to send her information and connect with her and have coffee so that we could talk to her about the business opportunity. But these are just people that come into his life, right? And the other day we took Rachel to a college visit, and one of the girls that she used to run with was there and showed us her dorm room, and we took out to lunch. And then I find out she has plantar fasciitis. So I'm like, I really need to talk to your parents. She goes, oh, please do. So I got an email out to her parents to follow up. But here we are just doing our day-to-day things, and opportunities are abound, right? They're all over the place. I think we just have to realize that they're there, and we have to be open instead of saying, oh, yeah, there's no context here. I can't do this or whatever. So it's your mindset has to shift to know that every day we wake up and go out, there are opportunities for us that we can go help somebody. There just is. There's no denying that.
That is exciting, Ruth. Yeah, again, that's the mindset. I mean, what mindset do you have about leads, about, you know, are they abundant? Are they scarce? Are they hard to find? Are they easy to find? And so, again, you know, add that to your affirmations. I mean, leads are abundant. I mean, there's more leads out there than we could possibly talk to. And so if we just have that mindset that leads are abundant, and we're going to go out there, you know, we're going to connect with people. We're going to find people that are looking for what we have. I mean, they're either looking for ways to be healthier. They're looking for ways to earn additional money. They're looking for ways to be more, to make a difference, to feel that they're living their life on purpose, that they're doing something important, that they're doing things they love. So, yeah, Ruth, thank you.
And just, we can always ask in the morning, God, who do you want me to talk to today? And just be open to that opportunity. It'll pop up if we ask.
Yeah, Jack, I just want to add to that. So I think I mentioned in previous calls that I'm accountable to two people every morning and every night. I text them. In the night, I text Karen Willman's, my affirmations are complete, and she also texts me when she gets hers done at night. And it takes seconds, right, because we're just texting. And then in the morning, I text Barb Hubbard, my affirmations are complete, after I go through them. And my affirmation is only 5 or 6 long. Sometimes I throw in an extra one. And all I do is read it, close my eyes, and pray over it. And I do pray and ask God, you know, who do you want to bring into my life today that I can help, that really is praying for my help? And, you know, it's different people, different times, and so what I find that when I, the game that we play, Barb and Karen and I, which is really fun, is that when we text each other, my affirmation is complete or done, whatever, we find a new word to text back, whether it's awesome, fantastic, you know, fantastic, we make up words, you go girl, you do all kinds of things, but it just puts a smile on our face and it sets the tone. So I go to bed with knowing that I've done my affirmations and somebody's encouraged me. And I get up first in the morning and I tell them I sent my affirmation and they text back, wonderful job, you know, something like that. But if you could find somebody that does it, it's so simple and it's so uplifting and it just makes my heart sing. So I would highly recommend that. We've been doing this for quite a long time now and it really has set the tone for our day and our night. So I just want to share that.
That's a really, really good idea.
Woohoo! Awesome, Ruth.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, go.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that's it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, all right. Who else? There's lots of wonderful people on this morning. What would you like to, a question you'd like to ask, a way that you find leads that you'd like to share, an idea about finding leads that you're thinking about implementing?
This is the mastermind.
Yeah, where we all learn from each other.
Raise your hand, 5-star, please. Gloria Snyder.
Yay, Gloria.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, I mean, Karen, you gave a pretty explicit list, and thank you, Ruth, for the idea to get feedback on doing something joyful. That's just doubles the joy. That's so cool. And my swim buddy and I will start that. I was just telling Jack earlier, I met a lady when I was out shopping, something that I don't do often, but the conversation started. She was very, very friendly. She started the conversation, actually. Invited her to lunch last week, and she couldn't because of a family obligation, and she came yesterday and bought a waterfall before she left. It was her language. I mean, she's already been proactive in her health. And so Paula had a guest, and I had a couple of guests, and I know all three of them will be customers. They left with their wish lists. But what I started out with in talking to the little group was I said, what Paul and I would like you to do is learn enough today so that you're curious enough to maybe learn a little bit more, but you'll have enough knowledge to be able to refer to us. Because what we have to share, you are just unaware of, because that had already been predetermined. And I said, we are looking for reaching bigger audiences with this knowledge. And so it put down any armor they may have already put up, which we didn't really feel, but it absolutely relaxed them into gather information and share it with somebody else already. And so, it did. It I started with those questions, created a little laughter first, which I learned in an article in Success Magazine is the way we're supposed to start. It says you probably want to educate, but also entertain a little bit. And that was step one in this article. And so the first question was, you know, talking about the commercial on TV or the print ad where it gives you pause about the side effects and pause enough to say maybe I'll just keep my stuffy nose, my condition. So it's been fun using the questions and just getting people in the mindset, talk about mindset, it's their mindset too, to gather information and to see what they want to do with it. And all three ladies walked away with ideas for themselves, their families, and when we follow up, it'll be, who did you think of? Did you think of a group that we can speak to? Did you think of a way we can get this message out to a larger audience? And that's what we'll be collecting, them as customers and their thinking on it, using them as a little think tank for us.
All right. Well, I thought it was nice to get a new registered customer and a waterfall sale, isn't it? So that is awesome. Congratulations. And who knows where that
It was instant gratification, and that doesn't happen often. That was nice.
Yay. We have one more hand raised, and that's Linda Greenwood. Linda, your line's open.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My question was, Karen mentioned earlier she had sent out an email that Gloria had upgraded to all of us. Do you remember what the name of that email was? I'm not sure that I got it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the name is, but I will resend it to you right after this call. So I think that's
okay.
Really important.
Was it by any chance the one on wellness questionnaire from Gloria Snyder or possibly questions to use on ABC?
Yeah, that's probably it. That sounds
okay,
like it.
Okay, I do have both of those. All righty. Thank you.
Okay, good. All right, so you guys, for wrap up for our homework for this week, there's really two things. So remember the Good, Better, Best song with Les Brown, Good, Better, Best, Never Let It Rest.
And Les Brown says, you got to be hungry.
So the good is better.
Yes.
Better, best. So our homework is, you know, review that info from that little five-minute video from Ben Woodward and really focus, make the decision, set the deadline that you're going senior or a person on your team is going senior, or the best is that you're helping three people go senior and you're winning, earning, doing the new Entrepreneurs Club, the 4,500 PGB, the personal group volume points, and the three new seniors, because, you know, that lays the foundation for going silver or for helping a person on your team. If you're doing this with a team member to help them to go silver, and that could be your number one new first level silver for part of the team Kaizen. And then the second thing is, you know, make sure you set yourself a clear goal for how many people you are going to add to your database every week, and then have a place to keep those names so that you can follow up with them consistently. So set that goal. How many people are you going to add to your database per week? How are you going to find them? And where are you going to keep that information so that it's easy to access so that you can consistently follow up with them? So there's your homework for the week. And you guys are...
Well, one more piece, Karen.
One more piece.
One more
All
piece.
Right.
Karen
All right.
sent out an email today, this morning, asking people that are going to the convention to send us their contact information. Maybe we want to get a list so that we can send it out to everybody so that they can contact each other while they're there.
Yes, I did send that out this morning, so good point. Thank you, Jack. And thank you, all you superstars that are on the call this morning. You guys are all totally awesome.
We believe in you.
Woo! Yay, team!
We love you. You guys are amazing. And the world.
Congratulations to Tyra. She sponsored a new person. Congratulations. She sponsored a new person. Woohoo! Yay, team!
Woohoo! Thank you.
You're awesome. Bye.
Thank you. Love you too. Bye.
Bye. Have a great day.